Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Hi everyone, it's Alan here, and this week I'm taking us through chapters 20 and 21 of Matthew's account of the life, teaching, death and resurrection of Jesus. Last Tuesday, Bryony spoke about power and position in the kingdom of God and asked where we are exhibiting power kid behaviour. She was reflecting on the disciples' question to Jesus, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Today's passage is similar. Let's read verses 21-22 and 24-28. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and kneeling down asked a favour of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at the left in your kingdom." When the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great amongst you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." We know from Bryony last week that we are to be like children, not childish, but of low position, not stomping our feet, trying to get our own way. Today, Jesus teaches that if any of us wants to be great, first, to take the position of power, we must aim to be the lowest of the low. So is Jesus advocating that we shun positions of power? Should followers of Jesus abdicate all positions of leadership in the church and in the world? Well, Jesus left heaven, left his throne in the throne room of heaven and became one of the working class, without power, without position or standing in the world. Do we need to do the same? Well, maybe. In the story we have just read, a mum asked Jesus to give her boys the two most important positions in the kingdom, the seats at his right hand and his left hand. "Jesus, you're the boss. We can see that. But you're going to need some top-level advisors in your royal court, right? Can I suggest you consider my boys, James and John?" What with last week's discussion about who's the greatest, and this week the two brothers pushing mum forward to ask for positions of power, Jesus is going to spell out very clearly, in language that's easy to understand, a desire for power is wrong and has no place in the kingdom that Jesus demonstrates and invites us to join. The Gentiles, those without God, lord it over each other, not so with you. They exercise authority over each other, not so with you. Jesus could not be any clearer. We all have a desire for power, to be in control, to do what we want, when we want, how we want. From our tantrums as a child to, well, our tantrums as grown-ups, we have to do away with our desire for power and control. So how do we do that? Well, we serve. It is as easy and as straightforward as that. We serve. I came across a reflection by Richard Rohr this week, and this part really jumped out at me. The only meaningful division is between those who serve and those who allow themselves to be served. All the rest is temporary posturing. Now, there's a clear division between those who serve others and those who are served by others. And I wonder, which side of the dividing line do we fall on? What would others say about us, our families, our work colleagues, our bosses, our subordinates? Do we serve or do we expect to be served? Do we put others first or do we expect the world to revolve around us? Jesus is very clear. He didn't come as an earthly king with subjects to be served. No, he came as heaven's king to train his royal subjects to serve others, you and me. He came to serve to such an extent that he laid down his life in service of others. He died in service so that others, you and me, might live, so that we also might live to serve other people. Even now, I'm at home trying to write this podcast. Helen is trying to record a piece to camera for Sunday's online gathering. I'm good with the technical side of recording, but I can feel my frustration rising because Helen needs my help and I want to get on writing podcasts. Decision time. Do I serve Helen or do I serve myself? Do I choose to put down my thing on her behalf or do I get grumpy because I cannot do what I want to do? Those who put themselves first, says Jesus, will be last. Those who think of themselves last will be first in the kingdom of heaven. Whether we hold positions of power, of leadership or authority, or whether we're bottom of the pile, the call on our lives is the same. We are to use what we have to serve other people. Let's take a moment. Let's wait on the Lord. What are you saying to us today, Father? Where do you want to affirm us? Where do you want to challenge us in our behaviour and attitude? What's your word to us today? Let's just wait on the Lord for a moment. Let's pray. Father, hold a mirror up to our lives and let us see the attitude and motivation of our hearts. Lord, let your kindness and grace impact us afresh today, and let that kindness lead us to repentance. The truth is, we want things our own way. Help us to see who we can serve and how we can serve today, and help us to help others in any way we can. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's reading is Matthew chapter 20, verses 20 to 34. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons and, kneeling down, asked a favour of him. "What is it you want?" he asked. She said, "Grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, holy. Great are you, Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great.